This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. The summer has been hot, to say the least, but that's not stopping some people from getting outside and exercising. So how do you know you're staying safe running or biking in the heat? Anna Busenberg is with me to talk about that. She's a clinical dietitian with Franciscan St. Elizabeth Health in Lafayette. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So this isn't anything new, you know, what to eat or not to eat or drink or not to drink when getting fit outside in the summer heat, right?
Right. Well, in this summer, with the record high heat, I have heard people saying that they can't deal with the hot temperatures and exercise at the same time. For some people, especially those with heart or lung issues, the extreme heat can be dangerous. Before going outside to do any form of exercise, check with your doctor to make sure that you are healthy enough to be active in the extreme heat.
How can you stay safe when being really active outside?
Taking water with you is critical, and making sure that you are properly hydrated prior to exercise is important too. Does this mean you have to drink 8 glasses of water a day? Maybe, but not necessarily. You can get water from foods that you eat as well as what you drink. During the day, carry a water bottle with you and make sure that you're drinking out of it on a regular basis. An easy way to tell if you're properly hydrated is if your urine is pale yellow, then you're great. When you head out to face the heat, take a water bottle with you. If you don't want to carry a water bottle, make sure that you're walking or running past locations where you can stop and get a drink as needed. If you're out in hot weather and you're exercising for over 30 minutes, then refueling with a sports drink may be helpful.
Now you say sports drink. How do those compare with water?
The sports drinks, like Gatorade and Powerade, contain electrolytes, and these help to replenish your body's sodium, potassium, and magnesium that you lose when you sweat. Make sure that you're not consuming too much of these sports drinks because they do contain added sugar, but when used in moderate amounts in the hot weather, they can be important helping you to refuel. The American College of Sports Medicine recommends drinking 14 to 27 ounces of liquid per hour of working out. The lower end of that range is for people who are exercising in cooler environments and who are not sweating a lot. And the upper range is for larger individuals who are exercising in hotter environments. According to the National Weather Service Index, if the temperature is above 100 degrees, then use caution with any form of exercise outside.
So that covers hydration. What are ways to actually stay cool when you're exercising outside?
Try to exercise at times during the day when the sun is either coming up or setting. That way you can avoid the high heat of the day. Remember to wear light color clothing, that is a dry fit material, that will help to wick away any of the sweat that accumulates and help keep you feeling cooler for longer. Take appropriate precautions in terms of eye protection as well. Find a pair of sunglasses that work while exercising or wear a baseball cap to protect your eyes from sun damage. A helpful running or walking tip is that if it's hot outside during the day, take a sponge and wet it, then place ice on top of that sponge and put it on your head. Cover your head then with a baseball cap, and this will help keep you cool when you're exercising.
What are some other effects of exercising outside in the heat?
Another aspect is that you will start to feel a little more tired. Exercise provides additional stress on your body, so make sure that you're getting adequate rest while exercising in this extreme heat. You can alternate days of exercising outside with days of going to the gym or using equipment at home. Take time to make sure that you're recuperating after a long workout outside. You can go for a swim or do some yoga. Your body will benefit from finding some lower stress physical activities too.
You mentioned some people just don't want to exercise out in the heat, and it is difficult for some of us. But are there actual benefits from doing this?
Well, studies have shown that cyclists who trained in hotter and more humid conditions performed better in races where the weather was slightly cooler. If you're training for a race and want to see improvement in your times, then get prepared to head outside and try to tackle this hot, humid weather. Even if you just want to be more active and lose some weight, exercising in the heat can help you feel better as the fall comes and improve your overall endurance. Remember to be smart about knowing your limits when it comes to exercising in the heat. Listen to your body and make sure that you speak to your doctor before starting any form of physical activity, especially if you have any health conditions. Hopefully, these tips are helpful in preparing you to tackle the heat in a safe way.
Anna Busenberg is a clinical dietitian with Franciscan St. Elizabeth Health in Lafayette. Some great tips there. Also, more information about exercising in the heat and how to reach Anna on our website. It's wbaa.org. Thanks for coming in, Anna.
Yeah, thank you.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo.